the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto. So Bitcoin has been very big in the newspapers and the media, and lots of experts out there saying what should happen, what shouldn't happen with it, and so on. So I just thought I'd give you my take, because I'm invested in Bitcoin, and we tend not to like that use. We tend not to like to use the word invest, because invest means we're going to get some form of return, and with Bitcoin, we don't really know if we're going to get a return. So it's one of those classic risky investments. It's not something that if you're gonna, you know, if this is your life savings that you want to be putting into, it's something so that maybe you earn some extra cash and you put that extra cash that if you lose it and, you know, you never see it again, that it's not really going to have a massive impact on your life. And I know lots of people who put lots of money in and then they've lost it. They put it in at the peak at £15,000, and then they've lost that money, and it's now worth £6,500 or £6,500, and like literally that's their pension gone, and it's crazy, right? It's totally crazy. But just before we do that, let's talk about pensions, because there is a method of using some of your pension to purchase Bitcoin. Although you're not purchasing Bitcoin, you're just following one of the markets that purchases Bitcoin. And so you can do that. So any profits then are tax-free. So interestingly, in June 2016, I sent an instruction over to my pension company to put 10 grand into Bitcoin. Bitcoin at the time was about £1,500. And they never got the instructions, so they claim. So we take us up to December 2016, and Bitcoin's £15,000. So I would have 10x'd that £10,000. Now, the question is, would I have sold at 15 or would I have held on? But as soon as I saw it going down, bear in mind I keep an eye on charts and that kind of thing, I would have probably sold about the 13,000 mark, because I would have solidified that gain effectively, because it was, you know, it was another 90 grand tax-free. 45, I could have taken 75% of that out in 10 years according to current tax and pension rules. But it would have been tax-free and it would have been quite a nice little nest egg. But nope, the pension company did not get the instruction. We did not buy the Bitcoin at that time, and we ended up buying it later and so on. So there's two risks in Bitcoin that I need you to understand, okay? The first risk is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is highly, highly volatile. I've just been watching Lost. Do you remember Lost from like a decade ago? I've been watching some of the reruns, and I've got to the bit where they get to the boat that's in the, you know, the wooden boat, the Black Rock that's in the middle of the island, and in the boat is sticks of dynamite, and all the glycerin, you know, when dynamite sweats, that's the glycerin coming out, and it's really unstable. Well, that's Bitcoin. Bitcoin is like dynamite, and it might go off in your face, right? So it doesn't quite sweat the glycerin, but it's as unstable, if not more so. You know, it's wild, wild sweeps from 1,500 quid in June 2016 to £15,000 in December to £5,500 in March 2018. So it's got these wild, wild swings. So you can't trust it. Okay, so that's the first risk. Now, the second risk is that, and by the way, if you just want to go out and buy Bitcoin, you know, you go to Coinbase, or we use Zappo, or there's a couple of others that you can use, obviously, just wallets that you can go and exchanges where you can buy Bitcoin, then, yeah, you can just go do that, and you hold on to it, like you'd buy gold, you'd hold on to it, put it under in your cellar, under the floorboards, and you just hang on to it and hope the price goes up. That's one way of doing it. Now, a second way of doing it is that you buy a mining contract. Now, let me explain what a mining contract is. So, when you extrapolate Bitcoin, you have to mine it. And so what we're doing is we're getting lots and lots of computers, using lots of energy, I should add, to go through a very complicated set of numbers, looking for a string of numbers, maybe 16, 17 digits long, that matches a Bitcoin. And when they find that, using various algorithms, then that's a Bitcoin. You've mined a Bitcoin. Well done. There's only so many Bitcoins out on the planet, which is one of the reasons why the price will go up, so we believe. And as long as people are using it as a store of value or a currency, then that's what will happen. It's nothing like tulips and list, you know, you can't plant a Bitcoin and grow more Bitcoin. That's not quite how it works. Although saying that, you can with mining because it's the same principle. So with mining, you can either use a cloud mining company where you literally just give them your money. And technically, you're not giving them your money. You're buying Bitcoin at an exchange and you are sending them Bitcoin. They use that Bitcoin to buy mining rigs, which is the hardware and the software, and then they set them all up and they mine Bitcoin on your behalf. The other way of doing it is that you buy the mining rigs yourself. At the current price of about £3,000, the power consumption is crazy. You'll pull out about $350, but you'll spend about $200 on electricity. It'll warm up your house. It is heading us towards further global warming for sure. In 2018, the power consumption for Bitcoin mining alone is greater than Argentina. Now, that's huge, right? So, you know, there's some challenges there, right? But what I love about challenges is that some bright spark like Elon Musk will come with his solar power and electricity and so on, and he'll fix the problem for us. So, you know, that's the benefit of having these sort of challenges. So you can do it yourself, but you've got to manage it. You've got to maintain it. The noise is very loud. If you've got a couple of these, in particular, your noise and your heat is going to go up. You'll probably get feds at your door because I think you're probably growing cannabis because your electricity consumption shot up like it does. We've had a cannabis farm, by the way, on one of my properties. And you know, end power go around because the electricity is shot up. And obviously, just in winter of 2018, sort of January, in February, in fact, there was a lot of snow. And I've seen a couple of photographs where everybody's got snow on the roofs except that one house. And that's because all the heat lamps that are heated up with cannabis has melted all the snow on the outside. So it's quite funny. Anyway, so we would probably recommend, unless you've got access to free or cheap energy, is just to buy a mining contract. We've been looking at it. The rigs take about 1.4 kilowatts per hour. We've been looking at solar panels to give us 3 or 4 kilowatts per hour. We live in Spain, so we can do that. And just looking at the cost of that, and it's quite prohibitive. I mean, you're talking £8,000 for 2 kilowatts per hour. So at current prices in 2018. So it is doable, but it's a long time to get a return on investment. And so on and so forth. It's very complicated. We don't want to go down that path just yet. That's not to say that we won't. We might buy some land, stick a just like a village of solar panels on it and generate a lot of power. And if we did that, we would mine Bitcoin. That is ultimately what we would do. You know, if we won £3 million, we'd put £200,000 into mining Bitcoin. We'd turn that £3 million just off that into something else, I reckon, within 24, 36 months. Depends where Bitcoin goes, obviously. But anyway, so how do you get started on mining? So there is a company, and if you want to know about this company, you need to go to my website, daniellatto.co.uk/Bitcoin. And the reason why I'm not going to mention this particular company is that we might change companies. And so if I just send you to a link on mine, all I have to do is update that link and you get in touch with the latest company that I'm using. So the company that we use at the moment, they've got a package, for example, and you put $500 in, and it pays out 11 mega hash. Now you can actually work out the what the 11 mega hash will get you back. If I can just find the website, we did have it. Here we go. So 11 mega hash will pull out. Let me just have a look here. Okay, so actually I was looking at the wrong one. I was looking at Ethereum then. So let's just go to Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, if you put $500 in, it's going to pay out 1,420 gigahash. Okay, now it's like, well, what does that mean in real terms? So there's another website you can go and take a look at, and it's a Bitcoin mining calculator. So you put 1,428 gigahash in there. And at today's price, okay, and today's price is really, really cheap. Today's price is $8,257, which is mega, mega cheap. Okay. So that pulls out $27 a month. Now, at the moment, like, you know, if Bitcoin was at $15,000, for example, That it actually works out at $49. It's nearly $50, in fact, per month. So you'd have a return on investment in sort of 10, 11 months. That's if it was at $1,500. At the moment, it's more like $8,500, but it was just up until last week, it was more like $11,000. Let's just stick that in there. So if it was $11,000, then that returns $36 a month. Still not bad. 13 months there to get a return on investment. And then the other thing about this particular company that we use is that it's not a one-year contract, because we made a mistake when we first did this. We bought into a company and we were only getting a one-year contract. I mean, as it happens, our return on investment is in 6 months on this other one. And so we make 100% profit back by sort of month 12. But it's only a 12-month contract, and that makes me uncomfortable. I like the idea of a lifetime contract. And just to clarify, there's no such thing as a lifetime contract, because it's like, if Bitcoin is only worth £1, they're not going to keep it going. The company will go bust, sort of thing, because it's just not going to work. So again, but that's the risk. You know, the risk is inherent on two areas. The risk is inherent on Bitcoin, and the risk is inherent on the company. If you're going to go into mining, that they might just take your money and collapse. It does happen. So, but then it's the same as ordering boots from Next or Toys R Us, who've just gone bust. Not Next, but Toys R Us just gone bust. You know, you've lost your money, sort of thing. So it is like the wild, wild west, but we want to have some money into it because we want to be able to take advantage. I was looking at the American map, you know, the map of the United States. I was looking at Denver. I was just looking at a place that's in the middle of nowhere, and Denver, they've got a basketball team, the Denver McNuggets, as I call them. And I'm like, I can't imagine Denver's a big place, but I'm pretty sure it is. And then I'm thinking, go back 200 years and it's just some little outpost with two streets. Imagine if you'd have put $50 into that. You bought a little bit of land. Do you know what I mean? That land would be worth a couple of million quid now. So, and I'm not saying that Bitcoin's going to go for the next 200 years, but things go so fast. What if Bitcoin is worth a couple of million quid each in 10 years' time? What if? Well, I want to have a bit of money in there. Again, it's high risk. And none of this is financial advice, because we can't give financial advice. But this is what I'm doing, and it's up to you if you want to do that too. But, you know, at that price of $11,000, once it gets back up there, which I'm pretty sure it will, that's going to pull out $36 a month. And I quite like that. And it's a lifetime contract. If Bitcoin does tank, they move the mining equipment onto the next best coin to mine, because they all get mined in exactly the same way, effectively. So I quite like that as an idea. And you can put in, you know, you can start at $100 or you can start at $500. I personally would go in at $500, because if you bring people on, you can make 10% on as a commission, as a kickback, effectively. So that's quite nice. You know, you bring on 10 people at 500 quid. There's 500 quid's worth of, that's $500, $500 worth of Bitcoin mining for you. It's not bad at all. So that's why we do it. But again, it's high risk, and I can't stress this enough. It's like, it's high risk. There's a good chance you might lose your money, but don't stick a lot of money in. Stick some money in, and then just see how it goes. So, look, if this is something you want to look at, I'm always available to speak to. You can come and join our income accelerators. It's 37 quid a month. And we have four group coaching webinars every single month on a Sunday night, 8 p.m. Come and join us for those. And we go into more depth, and you can ask as many questions as you want on those. Or just drop me an email, or just go to daniellatto.co.uk/bitcoin and come and find us. All right, that'll do us for this podcast. Any questions, then just come and ask. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.